Welcome to another WNRN in-studio session. Hello, it's Amber Hoback, and it is a full studio today at our Charlottesville location. I'm joined by Goal Connections, fronted by Will Marsh. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for having us here.
Yeah, I definitely want to introduce the full band and get into the making of the new album, Fortune. But before we get there, can we kick it off with a song?
Yes, please.
What are you going to play for us?
This is called Stick Figures.
Let's go.
One, two, three, four.
Goal Connections live at WNRN, fronted by Will Marsh. Will, that was great. We just heard Stick Figures off the new album, Fortune. Will you please introduce who else is with you today?
Yes, we have Lucho on the bass, Frazier, my cousin, on guitar, and we have Dustin on the drums, and we have Denton in the room, who is our merch and driver, and he's the man.
Speaking of merch, you told me a little thing about merch before we started. Do you want to plug a sale going on?
Yeah, we're running a little Indiegogo sale, pre-sale for merch stuff to support our tour, because touring is very expensive and we're an underground rock band. And if you just Google Indiegogo, Fortune, and Goal Connections, it'll come up. And yeah, just help us out, I guess.
We have some beautiful t-shirts, and we have custom fortune cookies with lyrics from the album in the cookies.
I like the tie-in to the new
you
album.
Can eat. We have edible merchandise.
Edible merchandise.
So fire merchandise.
And I already scattered them all across your radio station, by the way. It's a little
We have
Egg Hunt.
It's a treasure
hunt. Oh, cool. Well, I look forward to that. Let's take notes. Let's do a member event in the By the Bamboo for Easter, maybe. All right, so let's get into Fortune. The new album released last fall, and it'd been about 6 years since Popular Fiction, the most recent release. Were you working on Fortune the entire 6 years? Did you take a break? I know Stick Figures is something we heard maybe in 2020. How did all of it coalesce this past few years?
Yeah, I'd been working on songs like Stick Figures. I wrote that in 2017, I think, or 2018 in my parents' basement on U Circle here in Charlottesville.
Nice.
Yeah, after having gone to college and like touring the world a little bit, and then coming back, and there's just whole mess going on in my life and in the country and all that. So that's why I wrote that song. And then I moved to Richmond to work with Habitat. And then I moved to New Orleans to do an MFA in creative writing and also work with Habitat, building houses in New Orleans. But I was writing music the whole time.
And New Orleans is home now?
Yeah.
Right on. So when you were making Fortune, did you record a majority of it in New Orleans, or where did you record the album?
Recorded a couple of the songs in Charlottesville at the Stray Fossa house. They have a little studio. And then recorded the rest at Dockside Studios, which is near Lafayette in Louisiana.
Nice, nice. And on tour currently for this new release, Fortune. You have an opportunity to see them live tonight at Superfly Brewing in Charlottesville. Tomorrow night, Bandidos in Richmond. That's in the Fan, if memory serves me right. I don't have too many strong memories after Bandidos. You can find more details at Gold Connections Music. com. And can we get into another song from the album?
Yes. This is called Slow Diving.
Diving, oh, wow.
WNR and in studio with Gold Connections, a Commonwealth band who now takes residency in New Orleans, but we'll always consider you Commonwealth, Will.
Thank you. I
want to chat a little bit about what it's like living in New Orleans and making music, because it's the home of so many legendary musicians. Have you had any encounters where you met someone that you couldn't believe, or a certain place of inspiration you draw from?
Let's see. I mean, I'd met our rhythm section there, Dustin and Lucho, who are from New Orleans. I'm just sort of a passenger, but it's inspiring meeting all the people who are from New Orleans and who happen to pass through. Lots of artists and writers, and saw MJ Lenderman last week. That was pretty dope.
Yeah, what a year he had, right? I mean, I feel like his name's been everywhere. And some great reviews coming out from this new album with Gold Connections, Fortune. Saw a Paste article, various other reviews. Do you pay attention to the reviews? Do you read them all?
Hey, what's Paste? yeah, of course.
Some people might avoid them, I would think, but you actually sought out and sent your album to a lot of different outlets after it released.
That's right.
What's it like doing your own PR?
Effective. More effective than going through a publicity company, apparently. All you need is, a good record and some vinyl and some mailers. And luckily, I've been building this network of friends and journalists and radio stations for the past 10 years. So I got everybody on speed dial, and it's just about like pressing the buttons, you know?
Yeah, building that connection, that the network. So there was also a Fortune on a lot of end of year lists. Were there any particular end of year list that you were very flattered to be a part of?
I think we were on a list with MJ Lenderman, actually. So that was fun.
Yeah.
I don't remember which
one. Yeah, Garden and Gun.
Yeah, Garden.
And Dab Rock. And that was with a 22 Degree Halo, which was sick. I love
that
album.
A great album.
I've been finding myself going to Garden and Gun more and more for album reviews and things, and how far they have come in the publishing world that now they're listing great albums like Fortune from Gold Connections on tour for the new album.
Who'd have thought?
Tonight, Superfly Brewing in Charlottesville is a chance to see them live, along with tomorrow in Richmond at Bandidos. Another voice you're hearing is Fraser Wright, cousin of Will.
Hello.
Yeah, Fraser, tell us about when you connected with Gold Connections, became part of the band, and worked on Fortune.
Yeah, I've always been a fan of the band. Will is my cousin, in case you didn't know. I went to school in New Orleans. I went to Loyola to study music. And then like a year after I started, maybe, Will moved down there, and we started hanging out. And he was kind of on a musical hiatus. And then like I was kind of looking for people to play with, and it just kind of worked out. He was writing new songs and looking for people to play with too. So here we are.
Almost a family band.
Almost.
Yeah. I wonder what we can do about that. We'll figure it out. You know.
Can adopt Lucho and Dustin.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, favorite on our airwaves right now off Fortune is called Fool's Gold. We'd love to hear it live. Would you perform it for us?
Yes.
Thank you. Gold Connections live at WNRN.
Thank you. I did to be perfectly clear. I feel it all just disappear. That fool's gold. No, it's fool's gold. I made a list of the things I won't miss. I broke my brain, but I found my focus. It's fool's gold. Just never let me know. Down to the currency exchange. All is good for is pain. And keep change, change. I can't hold it all together.
WNRN live with Gold Connections. Some new Commonwealth music out there. Fortune is the new album. Will, I got to tell you, I keep going back to your final track on that release, Strawberry Street.
Yeah.
Is that Strawberry Street in Richmond?
The Strawberry Street of my imagination.
Okay. Well, you will be in Richmond tomorrow where there's a Strawberry Street.
Yes.
Maybe a photo opportunity is all I'm thinking for you.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, they're performing live at Bandidos in Richmond, Superfly Brewing in Charlottesville. Tonight, first new release in quite a while. We're so happy to have new music from you. Fortune is the album. You can check it out at goldconnectionsmusic.com. And tell them where to go for that merch sale again.
Indiegogo. Google Gold Connections Fortune Indiegogo. And we got all sorts of pre-sale stuff. Fortune 25 tour.
Thank you for listening to WNRN. Thanks to Gold Connections and the band for stopping by today ahead of your show at Superfly Brewing in Charlottesville. Thanks to all of my WNRN colleagues for making this session possible. Mike Lynn and Matt on photography and video, Jeff on sound, and to our WNRN members and listeners, underwriters, all making it happen here. Your support makes sessions like this possible. For WNRN, I'm Amber Hoback. Thanks so much for listening.
Thank you, Amber.